scripture reading for today is in the book of Philippians chapter 4 verses 12 to 20.
我选读经文是腓立比书第四章第十二至二十节。
Let us read this together, first in English and then in Cantonese.
我们一起来读,先用英文读,然后中文读出。
Philippians chapter 4. I know how to be brought low, and I know how to abound. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of facing plenty and hunger, abundance and need. I can do all things through Him who strengthens me. Yet it was kind of you to share my trouble. And you Philippians yourselves know that in the beginning of the gospel, when I left Macedonia, no church entered into partnership with me in giving and receiving, except you only. Even in Thessalonica, you sent me help for my needs once and again. Not that I seek the gift, but I seek the fruit that increases to your credit. I have received full payment and more. I am well supplied, having received from Epaphroditus and the gifts you sent, a fragrant offering, a sacrifice acceptable and pleasing to God. And my God will supply every need of yours according to His riches in glory in Christ Jesus. To our God and Father be glory forever and ever. Amen.
是腓立比书第四章第十二至二十节，我们一起去读。我知道怎样储卑贱，也知道怎样储丰富，或饱足，或饥饿，或有余。 又困乏，随时随在，我都得了秘诀。我靠着那加给我力量的，凡事都能做。然而你们和我同受患难，原是美事。腓立比人啊，你们也知道我初传福音来了马其顿的时候，轮到平受的事，除了你们以外，并没有别的教会供给我。 就是我在帖撒罗尼加，你们也一次两次的打发人供给我的需用。我并不求什么宰送，才有的就是你们的果子渐渐增多，归在你们的掌上。但我样样都有，并且有余，我已经充足，因而我已把你所受的你们的宰送。 在极美的馨香为神所收纳，所喜悦的祭物。我的神必照他荣耀的丰富，在基督耶稣里使你们一切所需用的都充足。愿荣耀归给我们的父神，直到永永远远。阿门。
May God bless the readers and hearers of His words.
愿祝福读的人听他话语的人。
The title of the message by Pastor Wilson Chan this morning is More on True Contentment.
We finally reached the end of our sermon series on Paul's letter to Christians in Philippi.
我们来到一个尾声，就是讲及到保罗他写信给腓立比书的弟兄姊妹。
And if you've been with us over the last several months, the Apostle Paul had become increasingly contented and a generous person.
亦都是，如果你再去几个星期、个月嘅同我哋一齐嘅时候，你会睇到就系话保罗佢不断嘅逐渐嘅增加，佢越嚟越知足，去满足。
And as we learned last time, he was discontented with himself.
但是各位星期都听过就话，保罗佢自己对自己嘅有不满足。
Admitting his need for the righteousness of Jesus Christ.
他不满足是说他需要更加多神的公义给他的生命当中。
But where we left him last time was he was increasingly contented with knowing Jesus Christ.
但是就说，过去星期我听过就说，保罗他更加去认识神的当中时候，他更加去生命当中更加的知足。
In fact, you can't miss it if you study this letter that throughout Christ had come to mean more and more content for Paul.
耶稣基督怎样在他生命当中不断更加多的供给给他，令到他更加不断的知足。
And as we said last time, this is not just for the Apostle Paul. It is for all Christians to be more and more content in knowing the Christ.
当我们作为基督徒的时候，
Over the last several months, we looked and we saw Paul knowing Christ was, he states in chapter 3, that Christ, knowing Christ was worth more than losing anything.
他都听过就说，保罗他自己讲就说，当他认识耶稣基督的时候，是值得多过他的生活。
And that famous verse,in chapter 1, verse 21, and I'm paraphrasing, he said Jesus was worth living for and dying for.
也都是保罗他自己讲的话，他的生命是比他自己活，比他死更加的好。
Now, with that being said, how do we wrap things up? What is the crux of this letter? It's contentment.In Jesus Christ.
So, 今天早上我继续去研究，就系话佢讲就话点样喺耶稣基督入边得到有知足。
And Paul is making a distinction here between two kinds of needs in verse 12.
咁啊，就喺个经文入边当中喺第十二节度个讲有两种嘅需要。
And Paul's needs were met, as he tells us, as we just read in verses 15 and 16. They were met by what? The gifts.The sacrificial giving of God's people to further the kingdom through the Apostle Paul.
就喺第十五、十六节嗰度讲就话，佢睇下就点样当时嘅腓立比嘅教会，佢哋点样嘅去牺牲性嘅去供给俾保罗。
The generous giving of the Philippian Christians, sacrificial giving, enabled Paul to exercise what God had called him to do, his spiritual gifts to go and evangelize the Gentile world.
就是当时的腓立比教会的弟兄姊妹怎样牺牲性的供给给保罗，原来保罗能够在当时的地方是能够去传讲的福音给到一班的不同的人，或者给到非这个犹太人。
And so in a sense, this last part of the letter is a thank you. A thank you receipt.To the church.
而家最后嘅书卷就讲就话保罗佢点样去写封信嚟到去多谢腓立比教会嘅弟兄姊妹。
Because Paul was in need, now he has plenty. Because he's content in Jesus Christ.
因为保罗佢从前已经系需要，佢需要去供给，而腓立比嘅教会人去供给俾佢，所以佢当中佢得到好知足、好开心，所以俾封信佢哋去多谢佢哋。
Now I'm not going to go into the original.Language differences between these needs, this lack of shortage need versus this desire need.
我哋咧，我开头我写经文，我写去去讲到嘅时候咧，我想去讲及到咧有两种唔同嘅需要，有一种嘅需要系讲及到人嘅缺乏，另一种系心灵上嘅缺乏。
But there is a difference. On the one hand, the need of contentment versus the need for accomplishing something.
一种的需要是讲及到关于是对知足，另一种的需要是讲及到去追求。
And I don't know if you've noticed in verses 17 and 19 that when Paul thanks and is grateful for the support of the Philippian Christians, he uses symbolic accounting language.
其实你当看经文的时候，看到就话保罗他怎样去很多谢的慰语，去多谢当时的腓立比的教会供给。
I don't know if you noticed that he.Said they shared in what? His profits and losses.
当时他说就说很多谢腓立比教会的弟兄姊妹他们的得到的不得到的损失都跟保罗有他的分享。
And Paul wanted the Philippian Christians to spiritually profit from their sacrificial giving to the Lord.
而保罗当时就是想当时的腓立比教会能够得到这个属灵上 的满足有一个成长。
Because what they did,Provided the Apostle Paul with a need to accomplish things for God's kingdom.
因为就是当时腓立比教会的人，他的供给给到保罗的需要，而他的需要得到有满足，可以给到保罗他出去去传福音。
And Paul's explaining here in chapter 4 that their gifts were as an act of worship.To the living God.
他讲就话，当时腓立比教会的人去供给俾保罗，这个是一个嘅行动，是敬畏神。
And in fact, whatever we do for one another is a fragrant offering, a gift to God.
但其实喺我哋每人嘅教会 弟兄姊妹嘅互相嘅供给、互相嘅帮助，其实都系一个敬畏神嘅行为。
You know, the Bible makes clear that Christians are the church, right?
咁啊，圣经嘅讲就话啊，我哋教会一班嘅人。
So in a sense, we don't give to the church. We are the church. We are Christians.
基督徒喺教会入边，基督徒去奉献，嗰奉献系俾到教会。
And the concept.The principle in the New Testament is all that we have belongs to God.
其实教会当中全部都是我们所给给的，都是给到神。
And so we honor God as good stewards, good managers of the things that God has given us.
所以我们去供给，我们去互相的去扶持，都因为神给我们的恩惠。
And so we honor God by providing for our families.
所以我们去多谢神，我们多谢神，敬畏神。俾我哋嘅恩惠，所以我哋都系供给俾我哋自己嘅家人，我哋嘅弟兄姊妹。
And we honor God by giving to one another in need。
所以都系啊，当我哋知足嘅时候，我哋都能够去将我哋供给俾我哋弟兄姊妹其他嘅人。
And so, with that in mind, what were the needs of the Philippian Christians？
咁所以当时嘅当中，其实腓立比当中嘅弟兄姊妹，佢哋心灵当中有咩嘅需要咧
？Paul has already explained his needs and how they were met.What are the needs of the Philippian Christians?
保罗在书中讲的就话佢嘅需要是乜嘢咧？佢已经讲咗啦。而腓立比嘅教会点样供给俾佢？咁腓立比人嘅当时嘅教会，佢哋当中有自己有咩需要咧
？And obviously, their needs were not financial; they were spiritual needs.
而腓立比当时嘅教会嘅人，佢哋唔系喺呢个经济上有需要，而系佢哋嘅属灵上有需要。
We've already seen they needed courage. They needed forgiveness.They needed power to affect the city, to proclaim Christ to the city.
而当时腓立比嘅教会人，佢系需要嘅乜嘢啦？佢系需要一个勇敢，佢哋嘅勇气，佢哋嘅智慧，去当时嘅点样去影响当时嘅城市，去将个福音传出去。
Those three needs: courage, forgiving one another, power from God to affect the city. Those three needs.Were necessary to further God's work.
佢所需要嘅系一个勇敢，佢需要嘅去互相嘅去饶恕，亦都需要俾神俾佢哋嘅能力，去将呢个嘅福音带到当时呢个城市。
And those are our needs too, right? We need courage to live out our faith in a world that has gone against its maker.
我哋都需要同一个需要，我哋需要嘅勇敢去面对，就算而家嘅社会当中点样去抵挡神嘅呢个社会。
And Christians.Need to work together to show the world they love one another.
我哋都系基督徒一齐要有一齐嘅行动，去话俾呢个世界知，我哋一齐嘅去饶恕。
Therefore, they needed, as we saw already, forgiveness. There was animosity between two women in the church, divided the church.
我哋上次讲嘅就话，当时喺教会当中入边有两个女士，佢哋有争执。令到教会好嘅好多嘅烦躁，而就保罗去讲入就话，当时嘅教会系需要有互相嘅宽恕。
They needed to practice forgiveness to show the world the reality of God's kingdom。
佢需要嘅教会当中互相嘅宽恕，可以好叫俾人哋见到，呢个世界见到呢个宽恕系几咁重要。
And of course, they needed God's Holy Spirit to change hearts.In the city dwellers of Philippi to further God's kingdom.
而当然嘅系需要呢个圣灵去帮助佢哋能够有一个宽恕，好叫呢个宽恕都俾及呢个嘅当时嘅城市。
Now my question to you this morning is: What are your wants? What are your needs? What are you asking God for?
咁今天早上我想问大家就系话，你生命当中你有咩想要或者你有咩需要
？And there's nothing wrong to pray to the Lord.For wants and needs,
其实向神去祈祷去求呢个你所需要嘅你想要嘅系冇错嘅。
It's not against our longings for enjoyments in life.
呢个对你嘅生命当中你有好多嘅嘢你所需要嘅祈祷系冇错嘅。
We can talk to God about our longings, our desires in life.
我哋可以同神去讲我哋所生命当中我哋所需要想要嘅东西。
But the important thing to remember is.Ultimately, we're content in what?
但系最终嘅，我哋只要睇就话，我哋点先能够喺我哋生命当中得到一个满足咧
？We're content whether we get those desires or not. Why?
我哋生命当中点样得到一个满足咧？就我哋会觉得就系话，我哋系咪能够得到我哋所要想求想要嘅嘢咧
？Paul tells us, right? Because we're are content in knowing Jesus Christ more and more.
但保罗嘅其实上句就话，我哋当中能够得到呢个嘅知足，其实系若然我哋能够认识神嘅，呢个知足已经临到啦。
Now, in a world like ours, in a fallen world, gone against God, often, more so than not, we don't get our wants, right?
呢个喺个堕落嘅世界当中，我哋咧好多时觉得我哋好多嘢都有缺乏，得唔到。
Have you asked yourself why? Why is that so?
你有时你会去睇你问你自己点解会咁样有思想咁要咁谂法
咧？Well, one reason, as this letter explains to us, is this: abundance and successes in life can be harder to deal with than difficulties.
有时其实嘅其中嘅原因就系话，若然我哋一个好顺利嘅、好成功嘅生命当中，其实比你有困难嘅生命当中更加嘅去难去过。
And the reason is obvious: a false sense of security overwhelms us when we think we're satisfied.
点解话反而话我哋好成功嘅生命当中咧会更加去难去过？因为我哋好多时会有一个嘅错误对呢个安全感嘅观念去睇有错法，我会觉得啊世界是咩嘢都系好嘅。
Prosperity. We live in a country that is prosperous compared to other nations of the world.
我哋会睇譬如话喺世界上当中有啲国家系好人，可能又好富足嘅。
Prosperity.Can be more difficult to handle than trouble sometimes.
有时会睇到就话，若然一个生命当中系充满咗一个富裕嘅，比你喺过一个贫穷嘅生命当中更加难过。有时
Paul is pleading with Christians, you can't rely on what was accomplished already in the past by you in the Christian life.
保罗嘅就系其实系呼吁当时嘅腓立比嘅教会嘅人就话唔好太过依赖从前嘅成功嘅生命。
You can't sit back in the Christian life and be satisfied with past victories over sin problems in your life.
我哋唔可以只系去着重睇到以前点样我点样嘅从前能够去战胜过或者成功过冇俾嘅罪嘅捆绑。
You need the courage to move out in faith to continue to battle.Against the sin in you and around you.
而保罗嘅反而嘅系劝勉佢哋，为佢哋咧要继续嘅，应该去面对点样去解决罪嘅问题。
I went to business school. One of the things you learn in business school about taking risks.
好多时我谂翻起就从前嘅我去读呢个嘅经济学嘅时候会睇一本睇书。
One person you're asked to study is this author Peter Drucker.
咁喺个嘅经济学嘅学校入边咧就学啦，有一本有一个作家叫做 Peter.
And he essentially gives you four kinds of risks.
呢个经济学家咧就讲及到有四种唔同嘅危险。
I'm just going to give you one of them because it's applicable to our text.
佢所讲嘅其中嘅危险咧，就话我哋应该人咧应该要去面对。
One of them, according to Peter Drucker, according to taking risks, is the risk one cannot afford not to take. Let me repeat that. The risk one cannot afford not to take.
他所讲其中一个的危险，我们人应该要去尝试去面对的，就是说有一种危险是人不可以不尝试去冒险去面对的。
And of course, Peter Drucker applies that to business ventures and investments.
他用了这个idea, 就去用在经济上的投资。
But my point is this. The Christian life is filled with risks that Christians cannot afford not to take.
但其实在我们基督徒的生命当中，其实有很多的危险性，一个我们作为基督徒是不可以不去尝试去面对。
Christians have to respond to the overwhelming love that God has given you.
其实我们需要，我们作为基督徒的，我们需要去面对。
Through the giving of his son to you.
因为耶稣基督他给我们的生命，让我们能够去面对这些危险。
We're not robots. We must respond, right?
我们人，我们作为基督徒，我们是人， 我们需要面对去面对我们身边的问题。
If you're a Christian, you're called to pick up your cross and follow Jesus.
我们作为基督徒的，我们是被呼吁，我们要去背起个十架，去跟住耶稣。
You can't afford not to listen to that, not to take that risk.
我作为基督徒不可以不去面对去孭起这十架去跟随神。
Jesus, the resurrected Jesus, before he left, what was his last words to his disciples?
耶稣基督去升天上之前，他跟基督徒他想讲的什么，要他们有什么使命啊？
Go and make what? Followers, disciples, right? Go and make followers or disciples of Christ.
咁啊，耶稣基督去升天之前，佢就俾咗基督徒一个大使命，就话要佢哋出去，要去揾要同人哋去讲福音，要人作佢嘅门徒。
That means you can't afford to sit back. You must have loving Christians in your life that challenge you to live out your faith.
所以我作为基督徒嘅，我哋需要去出去传呢个福音，我哋身边。都要需要一个不同的弟兄姊妹去刺激我们去冒这个险。
You can't afford not to take the risk of revealing to them some of your shortcomings in the Christian life.
我们传福音的时候，我们不可以冒这个险，我们不可以不冒这个险，去将我们自己的什么的不好的之处去跟人家讲。
You have to learn. To learn to put on contentment. You have to learn that.
我们需要学习怎样的去知足。
You have to take risks of revealing some of your sin issues in the Christian life.
我们需要去学习怎样去冒这个险，去将我们的基督徒的生命去讲给人家知。
And on the other end, you have to pass on to other Christians who are more immature than you. Pass on what you've learned to them. That's discipleship.
我们都是需要的，我们作为基督徒，我们要有一个不同，我们有门徒的训练，我们将我们所学习的我再带俾其他唔同嘅基督徒。
You can't afford not to take the risk of proclaiming the risen Christ to the world.
所以我作为基督徒唔可以唔冒呢个险去将呢个福音传俾其他人知。
That means you will be uncomfortable. That people will scoff at you for naming the name of Christ, right?
所以可能会你会人哋会去嘲笑你，你要去面对。
And that's why Paul, in verse 18, says, Philippian Christians, I know of your love for me. I know of your sacrificial giving. And they are a fragrant offering to the Lord God.
他都说就说他当时保罗都很多谢腓立比教会的弟兄姊妹，就说给他的很多的充足，都是为神所收纳所喜悦的祭物。他这样说。
Those words are reminiscent of the response of God.To the sacrifice made by Noah after the flood in Genesis 9.
他讲这个说话都是很多，都是当时挪亚他的洪海之后，神怎样去对挪亚的回应。
The sacrifice was not means of Noah's salvation. It wasn't earning favor with God.
当时挪亚他所做的，他的事，不是说给挪亚能够有一个的救恩。
It was an expression of gratitude for.The salvation that God had given Noah and his family.
他所的犧牲，他是其实是因为神给他的恩惠，而他是感恩的心而去给出。
It was a what we sing sometimes in praise songs, a sacrifice of praise.
其实我们唱歌都有唱歌，就话是我们因为我们去一个感恩的回应。
It drew forth the loving compassion, the faithfulness of God to His weak children.
是因为我们感恩的回应给到神。
Similarly, Jesus' death was a sacrifice of atonement.
So, 话耶稣基督嘅死其实系一个嘅赎罪嘅献祭。
But Jesus' death was also an expression of what? His loving obedience to God the Father.
耶稣基督嘅死亦都系佢因为佢去遵守神嘅诫命，佢爱神而去做。
And so Paul writes about that in Ephesians 5:2. Therefore, it's a fragrant offering.Jesus offered his life to God the Father too.
所以耶稣基督他的牺牲，其实都是他因为他遵守神的诫命而去牺牲自己的生命去给到人。
And so Paul saying, in like ways, the Philippian Christians were offering up thank offerings to God.
所以 当时腓立比的教会都同一样，他所说的，他们的所有的献上都是献上给神。
In response of what God has lovingly done for them.
腓立比的教会的人的牺牲，他们的献上，他们的供给，也都是因为他们对神的回应。
You see, all the riches of Christ's heavenly resources are available to Christians.
神其实我们当中，我们生命当中很多不同的，我们的需要，我们的所要的东西要去做的，神是给到我们。
And the Philippians were seeking to put the kingdom of God and its advancement first in their lives.
而腓立比当时的教会是希望能够将这个福音带到出去。
And Paul, the Apostle Paul was assuring them on the basis of Jesus' teaching and out of his own experiences that everything they needed would be provided for that reason.
而保罗嘅同呢个腓立比教会人都讲就话，你所需要嘅，你所需要乜嘢，要去将呢个福音传出去嘅，神已经俾到你哋。
And that's what you see in verse 20 in our text, that Paul breaks into praise. Again, remember the context. He's in prison. He's chained to a Praetorian guard. He's in prison.But he, in response to the fact that the Philippian Christians were following Jesus in obedient sacrificial giving, he says, "To God be glory forever and ever." In verse 20.
但系记住就系话，当时啊，保罗佢系被困住喺个监牢当中，但系嘅佢都系充满咗一个喜乐嘅心，都系感谢嘅心去多谢腓立比当时嘅教会去俾佢哋供俾佢嘅供给，能够佢哋有一个盼望嘅，将呢个福音传俾呢个城市。
Now, why is it?Why is it that it's troublesome for us to be content in Jesus Christ?
但我思想就系点解我哋喺生命当中点解咁难得到知足
？Often our wants and desires go to extremes unknowingly.
因为我哋好多时我哋所要追求嘅嘢系好遥远嘅。
Until we feel the brunt of instability in our lives.
我哋所想追求嘅嘢，我哋好似好遥远嘅。
And this is why.God commands us to have spiritual contentment. He says it's not just offered to us, He commands it.
啊，耶稣基督佢同我哋讲就话系要命令，都叫命令我哋，我哋需要有一个要知足。
What Paul's saying here is really the positive spin to the tenth commandment.
其实保罗所讲嘅系讲及到第十嘅
Go to slide 3. Here's the tenth commandment. Slide 3. The tenth commandment is, "Thou shalt not covet." Right?
啊，第十嘅诫命就系话叫我哋唔可以去贪婪。
And what basically that tenth commandment says in a negative way, Paul saying in a positive way here.
啊，咁啊，保罗即系圣经里十诫讲到个叫我哋人不可以贪婪，亦都系其实保罗系相反方面嘅，就同我哋讲就话我哋需要去知足。
God is saying, love me enough to be content in everything, in all circumstances.
保罗所讲嘅就系话，神系咁讲嘅就系话，我哋需要，我哋要知道去学习喺每一个环境当中要去知足。
See, it's not just an offer to you. It's a command. It's one of the Ten Commandments.
啊，依一个嘅啊，我哋人我哋需要去知足，唔系话神叫我哋我哋只系一个其中嘅，我哋应该要去做，其实系一个诫命，叫我哋去咁做。
And here's the good news: if it's commanded, it has to be available. It has to be available to you.
啊，若然系神要我哋要去呢个系一个诫命要去做嘅时候，啊，我所要嘅资源神系会供给。
Because God wouldn't command it if He didn't make it available to you.
如果神是诫命要我们去做的，神一定会供给的所要所需的会给我们去做。
See, this is a quote from the Old Testament, right? Tenth Commandment. Notice it doesn't say, wouldn't it be great if some super Christians would get into the position of not coveting? It doesn't say that, right?
但系圣经冇讲就话，哦，希望咧就有啲特别犀利嘅超基督徒，佢哋咧嗰啲人就唔会有贪婪。
Instead, it says, "You shall not covet." A command to you.
而神嘅只系一个好简单嘅讲到一个嘅命令，就话叫人唔可以去贪婪。
And of course, this is the negative spin of the positive spin that Paul saying to.Have contentment.
神就系、是、其实即系叫我哋唔好贪婪，意思即系话叫我哋要去知足。
History shows that many Christians have found true contentment in Jesus Christ.
咁其實喺歷史上都有證明過，就係話基督徒能夠喺耶穌基督入邊得到有知足。
Now, in our modern minds, that word covet, there's no, it's an ancient word. There's no modern, new modern word for covet.
喺我哋現今嘅社會入邊咧，其實咧，貪婪呢個字好似咧就唔喺我哋嘅腦海當中。
And this is a problem to us, because we're 21st century people.
咁喺其實呢個問題係好大嘅問題。
See, us modern types, there's only one term for need, want or need, right? That's it.
喺現今嘅社會入邊咧，我哋所講嘅係我哋有所需要，有想要。
But we all know there are needs and there are big needs, right?
咁我其實我哋知道噶，我哋有一個生命當中有可能有小嘅需要或者有大嘅需要。
There are wants and there are huge wants.
我哋有一個小嘅希望想能夠得到嘅嘢，亦都有一個大希望嘅想得到嘅乜嘢。
But what God is saying, there's a difference between want and covet.
但其實聖經入邊都講清楚就話。我們想要的和我們所想要貪婪的是有分別。
And anytime God says do not, right? Coveting means what? Terrible thing, right? It's a terrible thing.
貪婪其實是不好的。
But wanting is not a terrible thing.
我們想要一些東西不是一件壞事。
Wanting is good. Coveting is terrible.
想要一些東西不是錯，但若然你想是貪婪的就是一個錯。
And that's a Christian distinction.That the world doesn't understand.
呢个就系基督教佢所我哋要讲及嘅，就系呢个世界唔能够明白。
See, the average person out there kind of mixes the two together: want, need, desire, and coveting. They mix it all together. It's one word, need.
喺现今嘅社会入边咧，同普通人会去睇就系话，我所想要、需要、所贪嘅嘢，其实系好似同一样嘢。
Coveting is an inner grasping after things.With the conviction, I have to have that. I have to have it, or I'm dead.
所以講話貪婪嘅就話係我哋內心入邊一種嘅想法，就話我想要，好想要，我哋想一定要得到嘅。
And here's the problem with that intense longing desire. It has you by the throat. It has you up against the wall. It has you by the neck.
如果你想貪婪嘅就話你想嗰要嗰樣嘢咧，好似要揸緊你條頸咁樣。
It has fingers.Right, pressing against your jugular vein.
就话你好嗰样嘢咧，系揸得你好紧，令到你好想要嘅。
It's in charge of you.
嗰样嘢咧，令控制住你嘅生命。
And that's the difference God is saying between want and covet.
呢样嘢就系个呢个就系个分神讲嘅分别，就系话你所想要嘅同你所贪婪嘅嘢分别。
This is very important. You've got to ask yourself, why are you unhappy? Why do you get depressed?Why are you worried? Why are you miserable? Why are you upset?
我哋好多时候我哋需要去问去谂，就话点解我人我哋生命当中有唔开心、有唔快乐、有觉得好沮丧或者有烦恼咧
？Why do you respond in that way when things go wrong?
点解我哋当我哋去生命当中系啱嘅时候，你唔系咁样去面对咧
？I don't.This is an oversimplification. Again, I'm not saying this is the cure for all your problems. You're coveting something. You're coveting something. That's the problem.
既然我有咁嘅想法嘅时候，我哋觉得好多时候我生命当中点解我有咁多烦躁？我哋好想要一啲得到一啲嘢嘅时候
，That means the want is no longer just a want. It's a covet. And God says.You shall not covet. It's a command.
既然我哋所想要嘅嘢，令到我哋好唔开心、好唔快乐、好沮丧嘅时候，嗰样嘢已经成为你所要嘅贪婪嘅嘢。神话叫我哋就呢个诫命，我哋唔可以去贪婪。
See, here's the problem for us fallen human beings. We're fooled to think that earthly things will bring us lasting enjoyment.
所以咧，我哋其實好愚蠢嘅。我哋會覺得就話，我哋咧所世界上嘅嘢能夠俾我哋咧永遠嘅幸福。
They certainly bring temporary enjoyment. They bring us temporary contentment.
地上嘅快樂係當然嘅，係會俾我哋一個短暫嘅開心。
But that contentment doesn't last, and that's what gets us mad and angry.
但係嗰種嘅開心唔會係永遠，所以咧我哋覺得依個煩躁。
Because even if you have a happy family, which again is just a small percentage of us have a happy family, right? Even if you had a happy family, that enjoyment, contentment will end. It will end in this life.
甚至是一个很开心的快乐的家庭, 就算是一个开心快乐的家庭, 当我们生命完的时候,
and the problem why it gnaws at us is because God has placed eternity. Ecclesiastes 3:11, He's placed eternity in your heart, in the core of your being.
为什么我有这样的想法？为什么这些有算有短暂的快乐不能够满足我们？因为神给到我们人有一个永恒，这个观念在我们生命当中。
That's why we've been deceived. We've been fooled into think that we found contentment in earthly things. We think we found it.
所以我们其实是我们觉得我们想找一个永恒的满足。
But as I alluded to last week, we really want what's behind that contentment, earthly contentment. We want what's behind it.
我们得到的这个地上的满足这个快乐，但其实我们作为基督徒的，我们需要找一个在这个快乐背后的快乐。
And Paul is alluding to that when he says, I'm content in Jesus, because God is behind it. God is there. That's who we want.
而保罗所讲及的就是说，我们人需要去找这个背后的快乐，就是耶稣基督。
Because the Bible clearly states we were made to worship Him, to know Him.
因为就说人是被创造，是去敬畏神，去敬拜神。
But as Paul eloquently states in Romans 1:18, we suppress that. We put it away. We don't want any part of that. We put off the truth.
但是圣经说的就是说，我们人，我们不喜欢听到这个真理，我们人不想去理会神。
You know why we want and desire these good things, these contentment, these earthly things? You know why we want it?
为什么我们人想要这些地上的快乐呢？
All the temporary joys you have point you to the ultimate joy.
因为其实这短暂的快乐其实是标注这个永恒的快乐。
And Paul is telling you, the ultimate joy is knowing God intimately.
而保罗所说的就是说，这个永恒最终的快乐其实就是认识耶稣基督。
He's saying, you were made for that purpose.
保罗就说，我们被创造的就是要去明白神。
And God wants to include you in His gospel community, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. He wants to invite you to the dance.
神是想你在这个父子灵三位当中，你是当中有份一起的，有一个当中的快乐。
And that's why these temporary enjoyments you have, you want more. That's why you want more, because it only points you to what is ultimate.
神给我们当中有一个短暂的快乐，但这个短暂的快乐其实是藉标注这个永恒的快乐，就是认识耶稣基督。
It's kind of like a foretaste, an appetizer to the big event, to the big dinner.
这就好像我们在一个茶点当中，是一个之前的一个小点，就是让你能够去感受到之后的美味。
And Paul saying, you're frustrated because the fullness is not here, it's not yet.
你当中你觉得你有不开心，有不满足，因为你现在得不到一个完全的满足。
But he's imploring the believers, be patient. The last day is coming. The full transformation is coming when Jesus comes back.
但是当耶稣基督再回来的时候，这个完全的满足就我们能够得到了。
And Paul is saying, this is the ultimate joy that you and I want.
所以保罗就说，这个同神这个的 当中的这种的知足是你和我应该所想要的。
Because the things you want most and don't get, you get furious not getting it.
我们很多时候在我们生命里面，我们所想要的，我们得不到的，我们很不开心。
Let's get slide 6. Real contentment should have real contentment on there. Slide 6. Yeah, there it is. Thanks. Real contentment is hidden behind the created things. The created thing that brings you temporary joy in this world. The thing we really want is not what we see. It's behind what we see.
所以就说真正的这个满足就是收埋在一个现在短暂当中的快乐当时。就是说我们所要的就是其实我们应该在一个快乐背后的真正的开心。
Why can't we be content? Because it's hidden. What we ultimately want is hidden. It's invisible. It's not apparent in this realm.
And
sometimes it takes hardship. It takes the sadnesses of life, broken hearts, years of broken hearts to figure that out. Because we were made to know God. You want God ultimately. You want that reality. All the joys that you experience now point you to that fact. Why do even non-believers do very good humane acts? Why?
為何就算非基督徒都能夠去做一啲咁做善事做咁多好事呢?
There was tremendous outpouring for help for the Nepal victims recently. Many of them were not Christians. Why does that happen?
最近的很多災害，有很多就算是未信的人，非基督徒，都有幫手去供給。
Because underneath all the good work, you ultimately want God. You want service to God.
因為最終的就是說，很多的供給，最後的美好，其實是直指主耶穌基督。
Underneath all the acclaim that you might get the prestige from the world, you want God. That's why people are striving to get to the top.
我們很多時候，我們想追求最美好的，所以我們需要去追求神。
Underneath all of that, it takes a broken heart to realize that.
我們想去追求一個真正的滿足，但是我們可能要需要經過很多的挫折而得到。
See, most of us start out in life like this. I know what will bring me contentment.
我們的生命當中，我很多時候跟自己說，我知道怎樣得到這個滿足。
It's going to the right school. It's getting the right job. It's having a happy family. It's having the right look. It's having the right spouse. It's the right something. I know it. I know what contentment is.
我們會跟自己說，可能說，我知道怎樣能夠得到這個真正的滿足，我需要找一間好的學校，有一個好的家庭，有一個好的工作，有一個好的什麼什麼，有車，有錢，我們跟別人說，這樣我們才有一個真正的滿足。
If you're finding that yourself saying that, you know what it's a sign of? Immaturity. It's a sign of immaturity in the faith.
原來是這樣想的時候，其實你的信心裡面其實是不mature的。
It's a sign of immaturity to say, I know what I want. I know what I'm after. I have a dream. I know what that dream is.
所以其實說你的信心裡面其實是很不成熟，你是覺得自己能夠去得到這些東西，能夠給到你真正最後的滿足。
And that's why a lot of people in this world are upset, because they don't get that dream.
所以世界上很多人會有不開心，因為他們不能夠得到這個真正的快樂。
They say, I found, I figured it out. That's what I want. I'm not getting it.
在這個世界上，很多人會覺得，其實我已經得到了，我要得到這些所有的好的東西，我們就會開心。
I hope you see that. That's a sign of spiritual maturity. When you think, oh, that's what I need to be content.
所以其實這是一個不成熟的滿足，原來你覺得得到這些東西，我生命當中就能夠有滿足。
And Paul says in the text that there are a couple of conditions that expose that falseness to us.
那保羅就講太多了。
And those conditions are twofold, plenty and want.
那保羅講的就是說，如果你生命當中有...
Slide 7. The way you can tell you have the real secret of contentment is if you can handle plenty or want. Can you handle that? Plenty or want?
他說，如果你能夠真正能夠去管理到這個滿足，就是說，若然你能夠去控制到你所想要的，和你所擁有的東西。
Let me ask, what kinds of people struggle mightily with despair? What kind of people?
哪種人是在他們很多時候生命當中有掙扎?
Right? You're smart people. Who are the people who are depressed enough to think of suicide? Who are they?
哪種人會想到我生命當中好傷心，我想要自殺。
There are two groups, right? One, there are those who have discovered they will never get their dream. They will never get their dream.
有兩種人會很沮喪，想去自殺。一就是說他不能夠達到他所要的夢想。
There's nothing else to live for. It's hopeless. I will never get my dream. So they commit suicide.
他得不到他所要的夢想，所以他想要自殺。
But there's a second group. There's a second group that struggles with deep despair.
但有第二種人，他是在生命當中有很多的沮喪，令到他想自殺。
And those are the people who get there. Who get the dream. They get there.
但第二種人就是說已經一早的，已經去到得到他的夢想。
The dream comes true. They get to the top.
他想所要的夢想，他已經得到了。
They're the people who despair. Because you know what they say? And you can read about this. It's documented. Is that it? Is that it? I've reached the pinnacle. Is that it?
第二種人就是說他已經一早的去得到他所要的夢想，但是他為什麼他這麼傷心？因為他們已經得到了，一早已經得到了這個夢想了，他就會覺得，那就已經達到了，那還有什麼呢？
Do you see what Paul is saying? It's plenty or want that will disclose to you what your true contentment is.
所以說當人的生命，我們當能夠去看，就是說我們是不是想要不斷追求我們所要的夢想，但是說我們已經得到了，但是我們不知道怎樣去跟著有什麼再去面對，這兩種的人會很沮喪。
See, most of us don't fit in those categories, right?
但是大部分我們的人，我們不是這兩種的人。
I don't know, maybe there are some people will out there that will reach the top, but most of us don't get to the top, right?
但我們在座當中大部分的人都不能夠去一早的去達到我們所有的夢想。
But as I look out there too, most of us are not completely destitute, right? Most of us usually don't get depleted to the extreme that you're totally destitute, right?
但我們在座當中也都不是說我們生命當中很貧乏。
And if you're in that category, it's very dangerous. You know why?
但其實如果是這樣，我們都是很危險。
Because you think it'll just a little tweak. I got a little bit of my dream, just a little bit more, and then I'm satisfied.
但我們很多時候會覺得，我想有個夢想，但是若然我得到些少了，我就會很開心。
You see, that's in a danger. You're in a dangerous position.
但其實是很危險。
Because those of us in the middle, we say this, well, maybe I will make it. Maybe. Just a few adjustments.
但我們很多時候會覺得，我想去得到一些東西，我得到些少了，但可能我需要去改些少的東西，我就能夠更加得到更加多的東西了。
I've had a little taste of success. Maybe just a little bit more.
我們可能會跟自己說，我需要多一些成功，我就更加開心了。
You know why that's dangerous? Because we're the ones who stay deceived. The veils come over us. We think we can find contentment in this world, but we can't.
其實我們自己是很盲目，我們經常會覺得自己能夠得到，怎樣去得到滿足。
Earthly pleasures weren't meant to be the ultimate satisfaction for us.
地上的快樂的滿足不是給我們真正的滿足。
But you know what they were meant for?
其實這個地上的短暫的快樂。
To arouse a desire for the ultimate contentment.
給我們的目的就是讓我們直指著這個最終的滿足，就是在耶穌基督裡面。
That's why you have to uncover the covetousness in your heart.
所以我們要去打開我們的心，我們去看。
You have to discover it to find true contentment.
所以我們需要去尋找這個最終，這個真正的滿足。
You see, there shouldn't be anything in this life that you so badly want that make you so miserable? Shouldn't be.
那样真正的满足不应该是一些东西令到你很想很想很想要的。
There are plenty of things that you want, but they should not make you miserable.
你的生命当中有很多你想要的，但不应该你所想要的去令到你的生命很不开心。
If you don't have them,
如果你得不到你想要的东西，如果你得不到你想要的东西，令到你很不开心。
If you have no other gods before God, that's the first commandment, you will not covet.
圣经讲的就是我们不可以有别的神。
If you covet, it's because you have other things before God.
我们人去贪婪是因为我们有除神之外，我们有想另一件事。
So the first and tenth commandment are really similar.
所以在神的第一和第十个诫命，他其实告诉我们。
That's why you got to ask yourself, when you're down, what besides Jesus Christ has taken title to my functional trust in life?
当我们沮丧的时候，其实我们要看我们的生命，我们是不是将我们的生命，我们的心摆在神里面当中。
What has become my greatest preoccupation that this is happening to me?
我们生命当中，其实我们所想的，所忧虑的，想要的，是在哪里呢？
Because those things are after you, and they've got you by the neck, and they're pressing you against the wall.
我们真的要去看我们生命当中我们想要的想要的需要的那样东西是不是在抓紧我们的生命呢？
And you're never going to overcome them.
但是我们不可以去面我们不可以去控制。
You see, the Christian isn't against pleasure.
我们作为基督徒的不是说我们 不应该有快乐。
But the Christian approach is, I will not worship these things. I will be content.
但我们呢作为基督徒不应该是要说我们想要得到这些地上的快乐。
Wants again are not coveting.
我们不应该是这样想。
But whatever you enjoy is really icing on the cake, it's not the cake itself.
但是想大家去警惕，就是说我们所地上的所有的快乐，短暂的快乐，其实是直指着以后最终的快乐。
And so when you lose it, you can say, Lord, you're the cake, this is just the icing.It doesn't matter.
我们地上的短暂快乐，好像一个蛋糕上面的一个忌廉。就算我们没有了这个短暂的快乐，我们明白就是说，我们最终的快乐就是这个蛋糕是在里面当中。
And so that's what Paul is saying, we have to learn to be content.
所以保罗就叫我们，就我们需要在内心里面有这个满足。
And that takes communing with the living God.
或者我们怎么能够得到真正的满足，就是说我们需要跟神有这个的关系。
Meeting andFellowshipping with God is not just saying your prayers. It's not just saying your prayers.
我需要同神同弟兄姊妹有一个嘅团契，唔系话只系我，唔系只系单单嘅话我哋去祈祷。
It's doing the hard work of learning to ponder, to think about what God is saying.
而就系话我哋需要嘅去咀嚼即系神嘅话语，我哋去思想神嘅话语。
It's learning to seek the living God.It's to be in His presence.
我们需要去寻找神，我们感受到神的存在。
It's learning to experience His love for you in your heart.
我们需要去学习神的爱在我们生命当中。
So how do you get free from coveting and grasping and being discontented?
所以我们怎么能够去得到这个满足呢？
You meet with Jesus regularly. You fill your mind with the truths.Of God and His Word.
所以我们要经常地的要去跟神有这个沟通，我们需要被神的智慧充满着我们的智慧。
And you meet the living God personally, who's behind the Word.
所以我们需要我们亲自的、个人的要去接触神。
Suppose you say your prayers, you don't get anything.
可能会觉得说我没得到什么东西。
You have to learn that prayer is more than what you're doing.
我可能会觉得说，哦，祈祷呢，好像得不到什么东西，这样。
Do you know who God is? Have you filled your mind with who He is?
但是其实我们祈祷的时候，我们有没有感受到，或者我们有没有做到，就是说神摆在我们生命当中。
Do you know what He's done for you?
你明白不神对你的生命当中做过什么呢？
You see, when you do that, you get in the way of His grace, then you begin to delight in Him.
若然你能够咁样做嘅时候，若然你能够祈祷当中去纪念神嘅时候，神嘅就系话喺你生命当中有动工。
And then your life will be patterned like like Paul's.
而你的生命就会有改变，就好像保罗一样。
That despite the adverse circumstances, he says, I'm content in knowing Jesus Christ.
就话你的生命当中就好像会有个改变，就好像保罗一样，就算在困难当中，你都会有一个知足。
And I see the reality of him. He's with me.
你会感觉到即系神嘅存在。
Because I know the person behind the Word of God.
因为你睇到就话呢个喺个圣经入边嘅话语背后。是耶稣基督。
And I desire the giver rather than the gift.
啊，我哋要去睇就系话，我哋唔系只系睇我哋所得到嘅呢份嘅礼物，而系睇到就话俾呢份礼物嘅人就系耶神。
And that's why Paul can say, I want more and more of Him.
所以保罗就能够咁样讲就话，我想要更加更加嘅多喺我生命当中。
And that should be true for you if you're a Christian.
如果你基督徒嘅时候，你都应该有咁嘅想法。
Father, we thank you for your word.And pray, Lord, that you would minister to our hearts today.
主求你去教导我们的心
that we would not be distracted from picking up our cross and following you.
让我们的心去纠正，让我们能够背起你的十架跟随你
But that means as we come to die to our old self.
意思就是说我们需要去忘记我自己的旧我
and put on the new identity.
而就是背上一个新我。
Being in Jesus Christ.
就是跟随主耶稣基督。
Father, we live in a time where the church is so distracted.
我们活着这个生命，我们当中，我们很多时就被有很多的烦躁。
For the most part, the church in the Western world has lost its purpose.
但很多时我们感觉就是说，教会其实很多时已经是失去了从前的目的。
It's to know you and enjoy you forever.
就是说我们需要其实的我们要一起跟你有一个关系我们一起的去享受你
No matter what the circumstance is
无论是在什么的环境当中
We pray that we would find that reality today
我们求主给我们去寻找到这个满足
We ask that for the sake of Jesus, Amen
我们祈祷奉教主耶稣名字祈求阿们